recruiting animal here on Wednesday, October 19th, 2011. Some guy listened to my show last week for the first time. He said he liked the content, but the audio was bad. It's true. I bought a new phone that I could use on the show, but I've had it here for 2 weeks and never hooked it up. Sorry! Anyway, before we get going today, I want to tell you that I was reading an article in the Harvard Business Review yesterday, yeah, and it was all about nasty bosses, and it was called The Secret to Dealing with Difficult People. It's all about you. And my first thought was, what a jerk this guy is. The secret to dealing with difficult people is that it's not about you. It's about them. If it wasn't about them, you wouldn't be calling them difficult people, would you? I read that one recruiter puts his candidates through what he calls the dirt bag test. The dirt bag test. If they're rude to the receptionist, they're out. They fail. And look, if the candidate's a dirtbag, what does that make the secretary? Is she a dirtbag too? No, because it's not about you. It's about them. But then I started thinking, can a difficult person be a great leader? And for the last 2 weeks, everyone has been falling down on their knees to worship Stephen Jobs. Steve Jobs, the President of the United States, acknowledged Steve Jobs. The Prime Minister of England acknowledged Steve Jobs. He founded Apple. He saved Apple. He made Apple a lot of money. But everyone who worked at Apple says that Steve Jobs was obnoxious. He was extremely demanding, and he could be rude. Very, very rude. So maybe being difficult, hey, is a good thing. And if you can't adjust to your cranky boss, maybe it is your problem. Because the Harvard Business Review, yeah, also published an article that tells us that the nasty workplace brings out the best in you. If you want to be good, you got to work for a boss who won't settle for less than the best, and he's very blunt about making that clear. Now, I always thought that if I was hiring somebody, I would ask her how she deals with conflict, because I don't want to work for a jerk. That's true, I don't. But in the real world, when you're hiring a manager, you don't really care about that. All you care about is the bottom line, right? She could be a hateful shrew, and she's going to be in demand if she can get the job done. That's what it looks like to me. And we got some real leaders here today. So maybe I'll ask them why they're so mean on Jerry. Jerry! What show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show! No problem, man. No problem.
Lots of things have been going on wrong today just before the show. And, in fact, when I was talking just now, my computer screen went off because I did something weird with my mouse unintentionally. But
goodness.
Listen to this.
Goodness.
Listen to this, everybody. First, Jerry calls me about a half an hour ago. He said, I got a pinched nerve. Then the job board doctor cancels at the last minute. He was one of the opening acts because he says his mother-in-law is coming over, something like that.
Oh,
then my only advertiser, my $2 man, Chris Russell, sends me a note saying he wants me to plug a different product. At the last minute, he thinks to tell me, I go to the site he asked me to go to, and it's blocked because of a Trojan horse problem, right? And he keeps sending me mails. Oh, no, nothing's wrong with it. And I keep trying to go there, and I can't get in. Everything's going wrong. So let's just hope the rest of the show goes right. I got a bad feeling.
No, I think it's going to be great, man. I think it's going to be
great.
I don't know. I'm here today. It'll be a great show.
Okay, good. So let's go to my guests, the ones who are left. First off, is Billy Fisher here?
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Good.
That's you, Bill? That's you, Billy?
It is. So is Billy...
Billy Fisher,
Billy, just to
from
put
the
me
social
on my,
TV. I got to ask you something. I put up a picture of you that you had on Twitter, and you try to make yourself look a bit demonic or wild or crazy.
Oh, that's
or something
that was
like
the
that.
Aim, absolutely.
Okay, well, you succeeded. Okay, Cherny Vitello, did you show up?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we love Cherny. She hasn't
Cherny!
Been here for a while.
Hey,
yeah.
Gary, how are you?
Hey, doing great. How
Animal,
are you doing?
How you been?
I'm fine. Thank you, Cherny. Thank you. Is that, you can
yeah,
send me some cupcakes.
Yeah,
small
talk, Cherny.
After the show.
Animal
no,
doesn't
no,
like
I,
any
I,
of that.
No. It's not that I don't. I want to tell Bill something. Bill, I read about you, and I read that you're a real problem solver, and I want you to help me solve a problem, right?
Just like Herman Cain with his 999 bold plan.
I've been following him, okay? So leave him out of it.
Oh, okay.
I want Billy to listen to me. I pay Blog Talk Radio $40 a month to let me do this show, and I only earn $2 a show in paid advertisements, so I need to sell more advertising, and to do that, the show has to be interesting. I can't have it be boring, right? And I did a little background checking on you, and I was told that you're a very smart guy, but you're kind of a techie, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
So I was told to warn you right from the start. You got to pep it up to be on this show. You can't talk in a monotone. You got to imagine you're skiing down a mountainside when you're talking to me,
yeah.
Right? And that's why I put Cherny on ahead of you. She's a very exciting person. So I'm going to talk to her first. I want you to listen to her and learn how
to
do
it. I'm taking notes.
Okay.
Oh, what an intro. I'm in big trouble.
Okay, well, listen, you know, maybe you are, because before we get going, I got everybody here, we're going to sing. Bill, are you ready?
Let's do this.
Okay, so the song that I have, chose a few songs, but this one's the easiest, okay? You know the song, You Got What I Need? Hey, you got what I need, but you say you're just a friend, and you say you're just a friend. Oh, baby, you know that one?
I've never heard that one.
Never in my life have I heard those words nor that tune.
Cherny knows it. Cherny knows
no,
it.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm not a song girl.
That's a
okay.
great song. I love that song.
Okay, great. Then you sing with us as well. But, Bill, I'm going to read you the lyrics. It is so simple. If you're really a smart guy, you should be able to ad-lib it, okay? You got what I need. Say that.
Do you got
no,
what I
you.
Need?
You got what I need.
Not as of yet.
Dude, you got what I need?
Yeah, okay.
So we're just waiting to see if our guys have
Who's
got
talking?
It,
you know. Who's talking?
Well, no, meaning like yesterday. Is
Who's that?
You know,
Who's talking? Shut up. Okay.
Yeah, shut up.
We're going to sing. Bill, are you still with us? Was that you talking? Sounded like
it.
No,
it was not.
Okay, so you're going to say, you got what I need. Look, if somebody's listening to this show and they're saying it's 20 minutes in and he hasn't got to any substance yet, I don't care. Go away. I got nothing to talk about anyway. I don't know anything about search engines, and that's what this guy does. But we're going to get this song done right, okay? I just want to hear you say it. You got what I need.
You got what I need.
But you say you're just a friend.
But you say you're just a friend.
But you say you're just a friend, okay? You ready? Okay.
Yeah.
I better hear you. There's going to be big problems after, okay? Cherny, you got that too, I assume. You're not dumb, right?
I wasn't paying attention, but I better.
You better sing. Just hum. I don't want any nonsense. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
You got
what
I need.
Nobody's singing. Cherny, shame on you.
You don't want to hear my voice. I'd ruin the show. Not good.
I told this guy to listen to you as an example, and he did better than you, and he was awful. But he did better.
Terrible.
He put his foot out there.
know, I hummed, but very quietly.
You got a real sexy picture. I'm sure you have a nice voice, okay?
No, not that. I didn't get that gift at all. Wish I could sing, but that didn't happen for me. No.
Then, Animal, I think you brought up a pretty good point there. We may as well just get right into it. Are any of the women, or men, I guess, interested in any physical way in Mike A. Stringer?
Leave that on.
Otherwise,
okay?
He's going to be hitting on everybody this whole show, and I'm just trying to just get it out
okay.
there.
No,
he's available. He is available.
That's
put
nice,
that
Jerry.
You're
cutting tail for me now.
Cherny?
Okay.
Yeah?
You interested in Mike at all in any way?
I don't know. No.
Okay.
That's for the after show, okay?
Just breaking the ice for him. I mean, I'm surprised it went this long.
Okay, okay. Now, look, Cherny's going to talk about Evernote. I used to subscribe to Evernote, and she was raving about it on Twitter last week. That's why I asked her to come on, because I like the idea of it. It's a note-taking site, but I've never had any real use for it. So I want to have Cherny describe it and tell us what she does, and then she can be on her way if she doesn't want to stay for the rest of the show.
I appreciate that. It was nice to interact with you again, Animal. So, you know, one of my New Year's resolutions this year was to go paperless. If anyone to see my desk, it is absolutely an epitome of disgust, like paper everywhere, resumes. You know, when I started recruiting, I wrote down, I had a call list, all that fun stuff. And my resolution was to have a clean desk and to be paperless. And I'm a mom, and I'm now doing soccer games after work, all that fun stuff. So I have to be very, very mobile. So I had to find a tool that allowed me to access information in any place that I could be, whether it was in New York City on business or here at my desk or at a soccer game, whatever.
Or
so we got the iPad.
To bribe your clients. Delivering cupcakes to bribe your clients.
Very good
people.
Memory. You know,
no,
cupcakes are
the she's the original cupcake girl, isn't she?
Yeah.
I am. I love cupcakes. And I just went to a presentation where a famous blogger is now a cupcake blogger. She went from being an accountant to a cupcake. It was fantastic. She's really no social media. So cupcakes can help you in many ways, Animal,
yeah,
other
okay,
than, you know,
thanks.
Sending
thank
it to clients.
Okay.
So anyway, we got the iPad last year, and I decided I would try Evernote. And now that is my a mobile notebook, so to speak. I no longer carry a 5-pound notebook with me that has every candidate that I presented or offer letters, et cetera. I do everything online. So what I do is I create a folder or a notebook for my clients. Then I create subfolders for various things. Like each candidate that I talk to and interview, everything's electronic. I key, I no longer write. And let me tell you, it was really hard to key and talk at the same time because I, for 15 years, was writing and talking at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I present their resume, I get their resume, I put that in the folder. If I get the agenda from a client on their interview, that goes in the folder. Everything is online accessible that I can access from my iPad, iPhone.
Why Evernote instead of an actual ATS that's in the cloud?
Well,
tracking system.
Yeah, the ATS systems I found cumbersome when you go online. This is just very simple. I'm a simple girl. I don't like a lot of, you know, clutter. This is just my notes, and it is just the resume, and it is just very simple, simple things. I do still use PCR, and all that information goes there, but I don't ever import my offer letters and stuff like that into PCR. I just use PCR as, you know, my tracking funnel. So this is really kind of a notepad for me, and what I like about it is I can key and type, and I don't have to write because I don't like how to write on an iPad. I just don't find that conducive for me.
Okay,
so I like
how do you how do you type on an iPad because there's no keys? How do you see?
Oh yeah, there's
fingers
a keyboard, but I actually get a wireless keyboard and I hook that up to the iPad when I'm in the office.
How much did the wireless keyboard cost?
It was $69.95.
Uh huh. And so you can sit in your car and use it, or what?
Yeah, I can be everywhere because it's Bluetooth. And we just bought the iPad 2 this weekend, and I got the built-in 3G with it, so I can even be more mobile because we were doing the MiFi with it, and I just found it too cumbersome. So now when I go into clients, you know, I don't have to bring in a notebook. I don't have to bring in a stack of resumes. I just clearly go into Evernote or Dropbox, which I know we're not talking about, but those are the two things that I use.
Tell us what you're using, yeah.
And that's how I interact. I show them the resumes that we talk about. And I can...
Why do you need Dropbox if you've got Evernote? Evernote is a place on – tell people what it is. It's a site online, and so you just –
It's a site online, but I actually use the apps. So it's an app that I have on my iPad. It's an app that I have on my Mac. This year I went totally Mac. I find it easier. It's for my simple mind, and it's a note-taking mechanism that you can create folders and subfolders, and you can, if you find something online, you can attach different links. I mean, it's just a way to keep yourself organized.
How much do you pay? Do you use a free or do you pay for it?
No, I think it was $50 for a year. I got the premium that allows you to do a little bit more functionality, or you could do the free. Dropbox is free. We've done the free app. And why we have two of them is the Evernote is for me personally because I wanted that personal kind of for me, and then each of my recruiters has their own. And then Dropbox is universal. Everyone can tie into our Dropbox. Now, there's certain things that I have secure for just me, but it allows us to be mobile and allows us to not have to worry about a repository on our systems. So when we travel, which we travel a lot, we can pull our information. And when we go into clients, it's just something easier for us.
How much do you pay for Dropbox?
Dropbox is free.
Oh, so you use the free version.
I do.
All these online storage systems have free and premium versions. So
right. And the only reason why I did Evernote's premium is I want to start stacking and make it a little bit more complex so I can even organize myself further as I get to know the tool.
You said you're simple. I don't know if you should do that. But, Billy, let me ask you.
Well, I have a tech person do the stacking. It's over my head.
Billy's a techie. Billy. And
Billy could probably help me out. Thank goodness I have an office admin that can help me with certain things like that.
What do you think about what she's told us?
I think I'm not really a good person to ask about productivity tools. I really like Google Docs, for many of the same reasons that she likes Evernote. So it performs much of the same function that she gets from Evernote. We use it for drafting documents, uploading documents, storing, filing.
The energy of the show just went down.
I like building things, but I don't like talking about the process. But I'm happy to jump in.
Okay, happy to.
You know,
jump
I
in.
Think
Look.
It's for tools
there
are great.
Go.
I just wrote a blog about simplicity, and I think as we become more and more complex, and there's more technology out there and more apps. What you just need to do is figure out what's the best app for you. And Billy mentioned Google Docs. We tried it. For me, it was just a little bit confusing. So that's why we chose Dropbox, because I got it. You know what I mean? I'm not the best computer savvy person. I hire computer people, but thank God I don't have to do the development.
You know, she's so fake. She's pretty smart, I just have to tell you. I met her personally. So did Jerry, okay? Mm-hmm. We sat there for an hour while she was waiting for the person she was giving a ride to.
She's a very good memory animal.
Oh, I remember that.
That's not hard to remember.
Yeah, we're up in Toronto.
Right. Sitting around chatting with a pretty girl, I don't have to struggle to remember that. Although Gong Li is the girl of the week, if you look at my ass.
It's only happened three times in your life, dude. I mean,
okay.
Certainly
now,
you're going to remember
it. I got to say, one of a Klein has noticed or sent me a note on Twitter that she was also singing. But the challenge here is to sing in front of other people. When you're by yourself, it's good, but it's not great.
My son is going to do that today. He had to sing a song today in science class. If he sang in front of the class and he's shyer than shy, he got 100 on making McDonald into a cell song.
Okay.
B-E-L-L-S. There you go. There's my singing. So, if you do that, that's great. You got to start young, though. I was too shy. I would never have done that.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to share with us? Because I have to get to
Billy. No, I just think, if you select the tools that best work for you, some people still use a notebook. That's great. And I think that's fantastic. Other people use purely online, but you just got to do what's comfortable for you. And I think the biggest thing today is the more mobile you are, you got to figure out how to not streamline and lose information.
Now, I just got to say something. I want someone, Maureen doesn't do her job anymore. I want someone to monitor Twitter for me because I've got a message here from Sorcerer Kelly. Trini Vitello is doing a great job on Animal, really good tips for iPad users. In the meantime, Mike Astringer, who's actually on the line, he says, falling asleep listening to the Animal show. Let's liven it up. I don't know what to do. I think she's a good guest. But they heard
but
an
I don't have
guest.
A Mac. I don't use an iPad, so let's move on.
That doesn't have anything to do with it. We're talking about a site that's online where you could leave notes.
You can use it for your PC. Half my office is PC. So, you can use it for everything. All I'm just saying is you've got to figure out what's best for you. Excuse me. I'm starting to lose my voice, so I'm not going to be very peppy
anymore. Okay,
well, I apologize.
I'll let you go. Just let me see who's here today. Anybody want to? Okay, Bill is 442. Who's 267? Is that you, Journey? Journey, somebody dropped off. Is that her?
No, you want area code 267?
Doesn't matter. 260 is you. 317, who's that, Andy?
It's me.
Andy, do I need a feedback at this point? It's 12:20. Do you want to give
10 more minutes?
You got about 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll wait. Okay, 508, anybody want to say hi? 508, area code 508.
Hey, Animal, it's Nate.
Who are you?
Nate Sigma.
Oh, Nate, I didn't know you ever called in here before. How am I supposed to know? Nate Sigma. What do you do again, Nate? What do you do?
I'm a third-party recruiter.
Oh, okay, good. We'll get back to you in a minute. Area code 215? Doesn't want to say hi. Okay, 817, the last one on the line right now. You want to say hi?
Yeah, it's Lipschultz. How you doing?
Hey, Jeff Lipschultz.
Hey, 215. Hey, by the way, Animal, 215 has to be Shannon Myers.
Okay, she's a bit shy. Okay, so we don't have to. Okay,
Billy
Fisher.
Is Philadelphia, so it's somebody here.
Billy Fisher is up. Now, Bill has created. Now, I first heard about him through Bill Borman. So, Bill is in London.
Who's that?
He created a program. It's a new search engine. I'll tell people what I think it is, and then you correct me, okay?
That'd be great.
It's called the Social CV. It's a new search engine. And imagine it's a standard search engine that does some special stuff. Someone just hung up on me. I don't care, okay? Anyway, it goes all over the web. If you've got stuff about yourself on Facebook and stuff on Twitter and stuff on LinkedIn and your blog and who knows where else, it goes all through the web and brings all that stuff together into one profile. And then it not only searches stuff about you, it weights it. It gives it a certain weight. And the things it weights so far, I think, are the companies you've been. It tells you which companies are the best companies. So those candidates come at the top of the search, I think, if I'm right. And they rank higher. And if you went to a good school, you're going to rank higher than someone who went to a mediocre or nothing, or a nebbish school. So those are the distinctive things about it as far as I can see. Did I explain it properly, Billy, or you tell me?
I'm astonished you don't get more than $2 per spot.
Oh, great. I have to take this out and put it on my site. Go ahead. Yeah. You tell us about it, though. Jerry told me, who are you? How did you get into this? He told me to ask you that.
I'm from California. I've been in London now about 5 years.
Why did you betray the United States? Why did you leave?
Yeah, that's a very good question. That's a very good question. You know what? I had a marriage that went south, and I was offered a really exciting consulting project in London, and it seemed like a good time for a fresh start.
Oh, okay.
And Jerry's here.
Yeah, okay. So, but what were you doing before you got into this, and how'd you get idea?
Yeah, so my background really is sitting in a bar, coming up with an idea for a company, and then figuring out how to get it off the ground and launch it. So
okay,
I've been either the founder or part of the startup team for about 10 different companies, and I've been doing this right out of college.
Really? Are you broke or have you made money?
You know what? I've done all of the above. So I've had a fun ride.
Oh, okay. Now with this one, this is in beta. Is it released? Can we use it?
We've got a number of commercial clients. So we're working with a number of corporates, recons globally, who pay us money.
Well, let me ask you. Hold on. Do you have to pay for it, or can you just use it?
No, it's a paid service.
How much?
It's on a seat license model. A single site seat license, it goes for around...
What's a seat license? How am I supposed to know? A seat? A seat, like under my chair, okay.
Yeah, so the
okay.
Based upon how many chairs. So,
okay.
So if we work with a company, they've got 12 recruitment professionals.
Uh-huh.
They want them all to have access to the product. They would buy 12 seats.
Yeah.
And they would pay us about $1,000 a month for that.
What if I want to buy one individually? Is there?
Yeah, the we've got different pricing for different
Didn't you look at the website, Animal, before this guest came on your show? Everybody knows that we decide what it costs. Come on.
The list price is about $500 a month for a single seat.
For six, so I can get 12. I can get 12 seats for $1,000 and one for $500. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying it's a really, it's good to buy in volume.
But what if I got a group together and of individuals, independents like me and Mike and Maureen and Jerry? Could we buy as a group?
I love the notion of creating buying groups. So happy to figure out a way to make that work for you.
So that's a lot less expensive. Now what? Now the thing is, so let me ask you something. Before I even get into the examples, I've always wondered if somebody puts on, you know, they work for the Bank of Nova Scotia. It's a big bank here. You might be aware of it. And you know, all these banks, they sponsor marathons and like for the heart and for diabetes and cancer. Mm-hmm. So you've got some photographs of yourself on some site. You're in their walkathon or their marathon, and then you know somewhere else you're on a Bruce Springsteen fan site, and you're on somewhere else. Okay, so people don't mind. That's public information, right? So they don't mind you seeing all these things individually, but when you put it all together, it gets kind of scary, doesn't it? Right?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
People get nervous. Is it legal?
We do what Google does. So there isn't any data that we have in our data set that one couldn't find
in Google. Yeah, but bringing it together, it's a different – once you put it together, once the puzzle's together, it's way different when all the pieces are separate. Is there anything legal about it? There's nothing, it's public information, so you can put it together in a profile, and it doesn't change the quality, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are dozens of search engines that do this type of aggregation.
Uh-huh.
So as far as I know – using a product like this as a sourcing tool doesn't really raise any real legal issues.
Hey, hold on a second.
Using it for background checks.
Wait a second. She says it's more fun to be on the Animal Show than to listen. So be it. Go away. I don't need any trouble from you. If you got some interesting questions for me, call in. Ask the guy a question. You're a recruiter, supposedly. Okay.
Emma, can I warn you not to raise your voice to that woman?
Okay.
Sarah Klein would like a free trial, Bill. What can you do for her?
I'd have her talk to her commercial director.
All right.
We could set something up.
Do you have a secret promo code that we can use for the Animal Show today that gets everybody a little free trial of it?
What I'll do is I will provide we're doing a new release of the software next week.
Yeah.
So the week after that, I will provide a demo code.
Awesome.
Yeah, a code with a 24-hour window to test the product.
24? Okay. Come on, man.
Okay, so listen. Okay, so
3 days.
So,
you got to go 72 hours on that.
Okay,
homie.
Is that right?
Nobody's going to do it just one day.
Quiet. Sure. Quiet. Okay?
After all, recruiters only work 2 hours a day, so we got to give it 3 days.
Yeah, how about 2 hours every day for a month?
Jerry,
You butt out.
Now the thing is,
I was just taking care of Sarah Klein from St. Louis, Missouri. She's a mother of two.
Let her call in and talk to him. She doesn't have a
music lover. Wants to be a hippie.
Okay, good. Look, Billy.
Yes.
Billy. Okay. So this stuff about waiting the companies. Imagine I'm looking for a sales operations manager with a manufacturing background for Fort Wayne, Indiana. Okay? So how is your...
I'm thinking let's start with Harvard grads.
How's your engine going to help me? What's it going to do?
It would be the perfectly wrong algorithm for that type of role. What we decided is we don't know what the right algorithm is. So we're creating four or five different ways for people to rank the search results. So as you can guess, one of the biggest challenges for a search engine is we've got over 100 billion individuals in our database. Somebody does a search, we got to pick the right 15 to show them.
You listen to some idiot's got his phone going on.
This is
going to
be great.
Just shocking.
Is grandma there?
Go ahead. Just talk a little faster, okay? You're putting my audience to sleep. I'm not kidding. You're a techie. You got to pretend you're not a techie when you're on this show.
I'm on it.
So, the sales operations manager, are you saying that I should not use your search engine for that search, or that you're customizing the search engine so I can tweak
it
to help
me? We're giving our users a choice whether or not they want to rank by just relevancy of job title. If they want to look at N plus one type situations where they've got a spec for one job, but they need to search somebody who has a job title previous to that. We've got social ranking factors. So we look at, you know, we've built our own clout type scoring system. We look at professional engagement. So for every job title, we will look at, we've got an index of skills that are associated with that job title. We will see, do they tweet or blog about those skills and give them an engagement factor. But, I mean, the main part of the, you know, the search engine is just, it's just relevancy. So looking at job titles, looking at location, looking at skills.
Okay, so if I'm looking for an applications engineer with an electric motor background in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is your search engine going to help me more than LinkedIn?
It's hard.
Doesn't anyone else ask? Come on, this is an obvious question. Doesn't anybody else ask you a question like that?
So something that distinguishes us from the other people search engines is, as far as I know, we're the only one where you can say, I need somebody with Ajax experience, PHP experience, who lives within 10 miles of Muncie, who's had these three job titles and has worked at this company. So we've got a semantic skills extraction engine, like Monster does.
Ryan Leary?
Sure, I know Ryan.
Doesn't his Boolean toolbar kind of do some of that kind of stuff?
So it it constructs really smart Boolean queries for Google. So what we've done is the profiles we've built don't exist in any one location on the web. So what we've learned is somebody might give us a job title in YouTube. Maybe they give us the university they attended in MySpace. In PlanCast, we got a previous job title. So we go through 50 different social media services. We use semantic tools to analyze the profiles. So our biggest challenge we think of is the New York Times challenge, where lots of people read the New York Times or do the crossword puzzles, but we need to figure out, have they worked there?
I'll explain that. On Twitter, there's people having discussions about the New York Times. Now, His search engine can tell the difference, the context from the – understands the conversation to some extent, I guess, and it can tell if Joe Blow is saying, I work at the New York Times, or I used to work at the New York Times, or if Jerry is saying, I don't read the New York Times because it's too darn liberal for me. So their search engine can tell the difference from that keyword, how it fits into the its meaning, its relevance in that conversation. And big deal – Now, when you go and gather all this information about people from all over the net, are the profiles that you supply more thorough or more relevant than the stuff we get from LinkedIn? Because I got to tell you, I took a look at the videos, and they give me all the guys' recent tweets. What do I care? I never look at tweets when I'm looking for a search of a candidate. I tell you the truth, I don't care what school they went to. Now, maybe some people do, but the searches I do, Jerry, have you ever looked for someone from a specific school? Yes or no?
Yes.
How often?
One out of 500 searches probably.
Mike A. Stringer. Still awake? Do you ever search for somebody coming from a specific school?
Yes, when requested, absolutely.
How often is that?
15% of the time.
Really? That much? Andy Gregory?
Yeah, I've
still
done
awake?
It. But yeah, I am. I've done it, but rarely.
Rarely, okay. Yeah. Anybody else want to comment? Nate Sigma?
Once in 15 years.
Yeah, okay. That doesn't seem so important to us. How important it is to your other clients there, Billy?
Yeah, so we it's important for us to be able to benchmark our data against other sources like LinkedIn.
Yeah.
We have about, about 100 million profiles. The depth of data we have on individuals compares favorably to what we've seen in LinkedIn and other CV databases, in that we're getting multiple job titles, multiple companies they've worked for, university data, skills, interests, yeah, then tweets and blogs and the other social data. And what recruiters are seeing is that they, yeah, they're finding the data they look for in a CV database, but they're able to also better assess, you know, corporate fit and whether or not this is an engaged professional. Just
how,
by seeing,
how?
Hey, Animal, hold on a second, though. We are a little bit long in this segment. It's past time for the halftime report.
Andy?
Yeah, in case you missed the first half of the show, Cherny Vitello. Cherny Vitello was here early and really sold us on perhaps using Evernote to go paperless. You know, a great idea in this technological age. Second thing is, I think the Animal Show should take it upon themselves to go paperless, but since we can't go paperless, Jerry Albright was wondering if we could go A-stringerless. And finally, I'm going to guess that Billy, right, is a smart guy, but I'm going to suggest he hire Cherny to sell his social CV.
Excellent. I like it.
Hear, hear.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Bill. So,
yes.
So let me you. I looked at your Twitter. I gathered some information
job,
about
Andy.
You. Just like your machine, I went around some different sites and I gathered some information about you. And you've got a couple of different Twitter sites, and on one of them, you retweeted this message: 91% of recruiters screen candidates' social media activity. I never look at their social media activity. It doesn't mean anything to me. Does anybody else, the recruiters online, do you look at their social media activity, or do you really look at what they've done?
I look to find them on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Half the time.
Well, what,
if
what
I
you,
think about it, it's not a policy,
wait,
but I do
to
it
see
often.
If they're drunks? Are you trying to see if they're drunks or if they like baseball? Why are you looking at that stuff?
Just any of it, yeah. Want to see if they're just a dickwad?
How can you tell from their Twitter if they're that?
I can judge somebody's character in three tweets.
Andy, do you look for that stuff?
I've never looked for it. I can't say I've done that.
Come on, Andy.
Mike Astringer? He's gone.
What was the question?
Okay,
yeah.
Nate Sigma?
Yes, I do all the time, but as a third-party recruiter, my clients are, so I have to look. As a matter of fact, I just actually lost a job post in regards to a technical person at a bank who ended up mentioning his illegal drug use on his MySpace page 7 years ago. It actually lost me the job order, so I look all the
You're
time.
You're kidding!
Oh, kid
there's a bunch of new people called in. Well, that's unique. Anybody else? I've just opened all the microphones. Any recruiters on the line who actually check someone's social media output?
I don't. This is Cora. I don't. I look at LinkedIn. I'm not on Facebook, and I don't look on Twitter. I have a couple people that I follow on Twitter that are potential candidates. It's baseball stuff and that. No big deal.
Yeah.
I will also tell you, though, that I do and have often had companies ask me for people from specific colleges and universities.
For what kind of jobs, Cora?
Financial.
Okay.
Technical
Anybody else
accounting.
Want to comment on any of those things?
Yeah, Oliver Recruiter wants to comment.
Go ahead, baby.
Thank you. only LinkedIn. And I don't even look at their comments or anything like that.
I'm
it's
with
just,
you.
Just
I like
profile.
All that stuff you said last week. I used it this week. I said, don't ask me for a job. I don't find jobs for people. I used
sure.
it. I went to a party on Sunday night, and I said,
right.
There's a girl you got to read. Yeah, and now I agree with you. All I care is if they can do the job. You know,
that's
if they
right.
want to drink
if
a,
they can
on
get
their
you
own
a
time,
fee.
I don't care. Anybody else want
to
comment on that?
You don't have to work with
yeah,
them after you make the placements.
Who's that?
I think if you look at different verticals, so and again we get the same pushback from a lot of people you speak with. Yeah, I don't need that information, but when we talk to them specifically, like in IT, if you knew the person tweeted about the latest PHP builds or Java libraries, or they blogged about tech, IT CVs are really difficult to distinguish between each other because all IT professionals have the same basic skills, yeah, and very similar job titles. In retail, if you're looking for somebody to work at Urban Outfitters or somebody to work at Gap or somebody to work at Brooks Brothers, you're often looking at very different people. So recruitment professionals who want to find somebody who's the right corporate fit find this type of social data really useful. And then we just find the corporate fit.
You know. Okay, so if you see, if you're looking for someone for the fashion industry, and you see they read Manolo the shoe blogger and left a comment there, that's a good thing. Shoe is that right?
You know they're engaged.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, where are you located?
Wake up.
We're in London.
What are you doing over there?
He goes, wake up! He got divorced and wanted to leave his home to get away from it all. Okay. But I got to tell you something. Now that we're talking about snooping into people's personal lives all over the internet, how come you got custody?
It's all there.
You got your daughter there, right? And in England with you. Am I right about that?
Have a beautiful 1-year-old daughter.
Oh, you got a new kid. You got a new kid. Okay, fine. Now, you also posted this on Twitter. The resume is dead. Long live the online profile from Glassdoor.com. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. An online profile and a resume are the exact same thing. Are they not?
Yep.
Bill?
Oh, is they? Yeah, of course they are.
So why would you even RT that? It's nonsense. I don't know how they can even say it. And I know the guy at Glassdoor.com. He's Jeff Hunter. He's supposedly a brain.
The basic premise, you know, gets bandied about often. I thought the arguments in that article were stronger than they have been in other arguments. But if you've got, whether it's on paper, or in LinkedIn, or in your inbox as a PDF.
Yeah, okay, I got the point. I'll let me cut you off, okay? Okay, now you went to True, to Bill's conference in Romania. Why would you want to go there? What did you get out of that? Romania is a backwater, isn't it?
Romania is a really it's a nice mix. It's beautiful. It's got a bit of edge. Great food.
What does edge mean? Gangsters run the business world. I mean, I don't know what edge means. What does that mean?
What women look like in there?
That's a good question. The women are beautiful. Had nothing to do going to True Recruiter. So we've been working with a number of recruitment professionals at Oracle who've been testing our product. So it was just a good chance to sit down with 30 people who've been using the product and just just figure out what we're doing wrong and how to make it better.
Yeah, okay, that was a great answer.
Anybody
want to ask Billy a question? There's lots of people on. Go ahead.
Hey, Billy, this is Nate. My question for you from your perspective, said that you kind of aggregate and consolidate all the information from many people's online profiles.
Yep.
Enunciate, okay, so people can understand what you're saying.
All right.
Don't mumble on
you,
this show.
You pull information from multiple different social media sites, totaling over 50. How do you aggregate that information if I have 18 different usernames across different sites?
It's a real challenge for us. So a number of companies have tried to do this type of aggregation, and they will take a guy named John Smith who lives in New York who works at Citibank. There might be 12 of those, and they will merge them into one profile. So we've got people who are alpha dog on one side, they're alpha mom on another, they're super mom on another. So we will look at cross-linking. So are there links between these social platforms? We will look at surnames. We'll look at location. We'll look at geotags. We'll look at company names and skills. We'll look at the content and status updates.
Hey, don't drag it out. Come on. I told you a million times, be interesting. Okay? Now, look, is Facebook going to beat LinkedIn? We've had people on this show arguing. And, in fact, when I first heard about you, Bill brought you up in the context of these job searches he'd done on Facebook. Are you Facebook-oriented? I mean, is there something special about Facebook that you want to tell us?
A reason why LinkedIn is great, and it's something, unless you really work in the search business, you don't think about, is they have all these amazing signals. And the problem is even worse in Facebook, where you have 750 million profiles, half of them are nonsense. And then also knowing whether or not somebody's interested to another job title, past job titles they've had, whether they have the skills.
Hey, Bill, we're not techies. We're not autistic. Don't go into too much detail, okay?
Yes.
Just say on Facebook, they don't have a lot of professional information. That's enough, right?
You know, the types of criteria you mentioned when you threw out an example for what if we could do that search, you can't do that search on Facebook, and you need to be able to do that search.
But
so,
what kind of search can you do? Why was Bill Boorman raving about you?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, come
no
on.
Idea. He owes me money, I think.
Okay.
As far as I know, so the type of search that you mentioned,
yep.
we're the only company that allows you to do that search across data and social media because we take unstructured data. So we solve the Java problem. So we figure out, is somebody talking about the programming language, the island in Micronesia, the coffee at Starbucks, and we figure that out by looking at all the other words surrounding it.
Yeah.
We look at the location of where somebody is when they say it. We look at a job title, if we've been able to match to a job title. And so we – so
okay, so we have to tell – we have to remind people what it is. It's thesocialcv.com, thesocialcv.com. That's the website. That's also the Twitter address. Let me my advertiser – Chris Russell didn't get his new product to me, so I'll just mention briefly JobSpeak.com. JobSpeak.com is an app for your smartphone. It lets you post a job directly from your smartphone to the internet. It cross-posts to Facebook and Twitter. It lets you send a 60-second audio message about the job, lets you send a picture of the company. It's put together by @ChrisRussell, the genius behind allcountyjobs.com, and it's called jobspeak.com. You can't misspell it. He's very smart. He did a lot of different ways. Don't make noise. Who is ever doing that? Don't drag your phone across your desk while I'm talking, okay? Jobspeak.com. Now, Billy, you want to say it with me? Jobspeak.com. Can you say that?
Jobspeak.com.
Have you ever heard of it?
No, never.
Okay, what do you think of that idea? Because you're talking about mobile all the time.
Yeah, I do. I do talk about it a bit. So it's really difficult to complete forms, basically, on the web, and it's difficult to attach documents.
Yeah.
And so I think having cloud CVs or online profiles and having better input devices, like speaking, might possibly start to tip. It might make it possible to have mobile recruitment. So
okay, now, didn't you say on Twitter or someplace that instead of making a better iPhone, they should make one that could be used as a laptop by having a keyboard it could stick into? Isn't that what you said, something like that?
Yeah, so the basic premise, I'll try to make it not super dull, is that people have a computer that's in their pocket that's connected to the web. So they pay a lot of money for memory, for CPU, for an operating system, and for web connectivity.
Yep.
I think what we will see is that they will not have redundant CPUs, internet connectivity, and local storage. So whether it's in the car, in the living room, and even in the office, they might start to use this portable computer that's in their pocket, but just have different screens, different keyboards.
I
still like a 22-inch HD screen.
That's what he's saying. You can plug it into any kind of device, not just a keyboard like I was talking about. He suggested a screen.
You mean like a docking station? For
there have been a lot of really shitty implementations of this, and in part it's because the operating systems for mobile just haven't been very robust. Yeah, just not good enough for desktop use. But I think with the latest build of Android, the latest build of iOS, and a lot of the enterprise applications that are getting built, I think we're pretty close to where you could use your iPhone as your central processing unit and just plug it into other external devices.
Okay, I'm going to do an ad. It's a different kind of ad now. Hold on.
This is Miriam Salpeter of Kepi Careers. Do you need to find a job? My book, Social Networking for Career Success, teaches you everything you need to know about how to use LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and more to grow your network and make sure people know you're an expert in your field. Find my book on Amazon or read about it on socialnetworkingforcareersuccess.com.
Hey, I had her go to cinch.fm, record a little ad, and send me the MP3. Anybody can do that. I won't play it all the time unless you pay me, okay?
Man,
but I'll play it once in a while.
This show's just getting clogged with ads now, man.
Yeah,
you really sold out.
Yeah, I sold out. Yeah. Okay, so you said you also RT'd, or this is how I'm trying to guess. This is my semantic context. When you retweet an article, I'm going to guess, I guess that you have an interest in it. So you said you enjoyed an article that said Google Plus is a failed platform. Is it?
Oh, I think it's a, I think it's amazing plumbing, but I don't think Twitter needs to worry about it as a messaging platform.
Well, what about Facebook?
Yeah, again, I mean, I don't think it's Facebook killer. I don't think it's a Twitter killer, but I think for Google TV, for YouTube, for Gmail, for a number of Google properties, that Google Plus will be a nice way to create social engagement around those other properties. So
okay,
I see it as more coming.
Yeah, let's stop there. You said think Twitter isn't a great recruiting tool, or you RT'd this one. Read Tech Megan, her great story of a Twitter hater turned convert. She and this guy over there in Ireland, Ivan Stojanovic, are the only two recruiters I've ever heard of who've had a big success recruiting on Twitter.
Is that
Twitter
right?
Twitter, as far as I know, is not a good recruiting tool, and you own a Twitter job search product, right? And you've got a Canadian. You got a Canadian working there for you on that, right?
We do. Katie Canton.
Yeah. So nobody here, nobody on this show, in fact, I'll tell, does anybody, just say yes or no, does anybody here find Twitter to be a great job search, a candidate finding tool? Yes or no?
No.
Not really, no.
There you go. It's all no's. Do you want to contradict them before the show's over?
We send about 300,000 candidates a month to companies that post ads through our service into Twitter. So something that's very different about, you know, our product is we've got a search engine. So it goes through all of, you know, again, it does that semantic search of all the tweets. So we try to identify which ones are offers of employment, which ones aren't. So if somebody tweeted San Francisco construction job losses continue in Q4, you know, our system would go, that's not a San Francisco construction job. And we get, you know, hundreds of thousands of people use the product to find, again, it's a signal noise. So just trying to find the, you know, the one tweet in, you know, at 10,000, that's a job offer. The reason why we did it is the behavior we were seeing is that, you know, if somebody had an open position, even somebody that works at, you know, Monster or Career Builder, they wanted to see, do I have a friend or colleague who might be interested? They put it into Twitter first. So we're seeing lots of job opportunities that were in Twitter before
they
showed up anywhere else.
What's your product called?
That one is twitjobsearch.com.
How long's that been going?
That one's been going 2 years, 2.5 years.
Okay, and is your main market the UK, or is it for people in the United States as well?
We work with companies in 6 countries.
Now, some of the stuff
mainly
is global
UK,
now,
but, mainly UK, just because it's easier for us.
Hey,
but,
look,
I mean, it's a shitty,
you know what?
A shitty reason.
Hold on a second. Wait a second. There's 7 minutes left in the show. I'm getting all these messages. Somebody get me a double latte so I can stay awake, okay?
Oh,
give
God.
Me some questions.
Look, and then you head into the after show. People have already fallen asleep. They're dead. And then you got Mike A. Stringer, who scared half the female audience away anyway, saying nobody's at the after show. Let him take over.
He's going after value into words now. I see he's harassing her on Twitter. Okay, let me open it up. Anybody, Cora, anybody want to ask a question to Billy Fisher? He's a smart guy. I was told that he is a genius, okay? But I got to drive him a bit to be animalistic, I have to animalize him. Obviously, I'm not successful at magnetizing other people that much. Billy?
Are people really that bored?
I don't know. My people they like violence and action and drama. They don't like, you know, factual discussions that much.
No.
They're recruiters.
We were looking to get Animal banned in London today.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, you got to think about your audience here. Does anybody want to ask Billy a question before you start complaining to Jerry about me, okay?
I have a quick question.
Yeah, fire away.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Alan Flora, next. You're up.
Really quick, Billy. Do you feel that your product is just one of these ones out there right now where you're just noise in the background while everybody's hopping on the, if we put up a LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook page, we'll start attracting stuff? Or I came in a little late, but I heard a couple of comments, or do you feel if we're not
hiring
engine. People...
He's a search engine.
Right, but if we're not hiring people or getting candidates on it, if there's no value in it, are you just noise in the background right now? Or, you know, you're saying you're passing a lot of people on, but are you tracking who, how many of those pass-ons are getting hired?
Oh, this is on Twitch Job Search. So we work with lots of customers who continue to renew contracts with us, okay. And they're doing that type of ROI analysis. So they're seeing how many, you know, how many clicks do they get, how many CVs do they get, how many interviews, and how many hires they're getting through the Twitter channel. So, you know, many clients, we deliver no results. So we've had the clients where we delivered maybe two or three clicks, no interviews. And then we've got clients that we deliver tens of thousands of leads that turn into tens of interviews and hires.
Okay. Just wanted to check because I think – yeah, go ahead.
Sorcerer Kelly go ahead, Al. You finish.
No, it's okay. I'm done. I'd be
Sorcerer Kelly had a question. She never calls in, but she got a question. She's famous, too. You want to give her a good answer. Okay, Billy?
Now, part
says, does the social – I asked her about tweet jobs, but here she says, does the social CV have a geographic breakdown? Mostly UK? I want stats. She's kind of, I guess, a nerd as well. Go ahead.
So we kind of map with the web our tools. Again, so we're a semantic search thing, so we try to solve that New York Times problem. We're really good at English, but we're less good, you know, at German and Swedish and Japanese.
We don't care about that languages. Okay, go ahead.
So the you know, of the 100 million, we have about 20 million U.S. profiles. I mean, I think the number is about 6 million in the U.K. So we benchmark again favorably, you know, with LinkedIn. I mean, I think LinkedIn has better coverage for us in the U.S. I think we've got better coverage in the U.K. In other markets, we're pretty split. But, you know, again, that's looking at unique profiles and then looking at unique profiles that have enough data to be actionable.
Okay. Anybody else? Cora, did you have a question for Billy before I sign off?
I have one.
Go ahead.
I've been approached by CareerBuilder, Monster, and all these other sites that I should post, you know, positions on there to find people or search on there to find people.
Yep.
They've always given me one free. Give us your hardest thing, and, you know, we will prove to you that you can find exactly what you're looking for.
Yep.
Not once. Yeah. Not once in, I don't know, since 1995 have I ever on their free things, and they call
ever.
Me, God, I think it's every year, never found what I wanted. Because they, I can find 500 resumes.
Yeah, we got
maybe,
your point. Okay,
what
let
them
answer.
So we,
let
can
answer.
Yours? Can yours do that? Can yours actually find the exact people that someone's looking for?
You know, it's really hard to do. So one of the things we try to do is make it very easy to browse, so you could quickly skim through 30, 50, 100 CVs. We try to have the best browsing experience. It's really, really, really difficult to take a job spec go and then match it with the perfect candidate amongst 100 million.
Job specs.
Everybody, you know, all the recruitment professionals we talk to, they always want to test us with their most difficult job requisition. And we will often, like, show somebody who, like, they speak Flemish, they speak English, they speak German, they know PHP, they've worked in HR, and they've worked in finance, and they live within 10 miles of Amsterdam, and we'll give them the candidate, and they'll go, oh, no, they're a little too senior. So it's a really
here's what I suggest.
Challenge. Long we think we do it better than our peers.
You ought to give your animal audience here several days to try it out. These are real recruiters that obviously seem a bit skeptical. I don't think one day is going to be quite the trial people are looking for. Let these people check it out for 3 or 4 days.
I think it's a really good idea. Our commercial director hates free trials with a passion.
Then we hate him.
I love free trials because I like the data of seeing how people interact with the product, how they use it, what they search for, which candidates they like. We can then feed that into our algorithm so we get better search results.
That makes me even more skeptical. That makes me even more skeptical that your partner there would say that, because that means if we try for 3 days, they think we're not going to like it and not buy it.
They think we're going to tear through it.
I'm excited about the product. Well, if I'm very excited about this product in 3 days, I'll buy it.
Right.
If it works for me,
I
will
saying.
Buy it.
Well, here's the thing, Bill. It's the cost of it is, I don't want to use the word astronomical, but
yep.
It's super high.
Sure.
Now, with just a one-day trial, it's almost like buying a new car, for Pete's sake. You need to check it out more than just looking at it in the showroom. It's a major investment. $1,000, $800 a month.
Oh, it's a lot of money.
Wow.
So we've got customers that use the product.
Sure.
And they're seeing real ROI on it.
Agency customers or more corporate customers, like Oracle and stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's a mix. It's yeah. a mix. Yeah, you know, it's
okay.
also somewhat vertical specific. So marketing, IT, are really strong verticals for us. Healthcare, we're pretty good in healthcare. Yeah, we're good in finance. But there's some
it's all about
some
the ROI. It's all about the ROI. If you can close jobs, you know, 80% faster because it's that good, it'll pay for itself. But
yeah,
we
benchmark the pricing, you know, against, you know, other CV databases, you know, and other
mm-hmm.
TS services like LinkedIn, and we think we most
yeah.
of our customers renew, some of them don't.
Right. I'm not saying that the price is untouchable. I'm just saying that at that kind of a price, you really should give a serious person 3 or 4 days to try it out. Or
absolutely.
Else they're going to try it out for one day, find that it's not what they wanted, and then they're pissed because they're locked, you know.
We have this debate all the time internally.
Do you give the money back if after 30 days or after 3 days or after a week people say, I'm sorry, this is a crack of shit. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a crack. It doesn't do anything.
Huh.
Do you give the money back? Can they get out?
We have returned money to individuals. So, but individuals who were searching in certain verticals that we just didn't have coverage for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very clear that for this audience, if you want them to get on board, they're going to want some kind of substantial trial to give it a true evaluation, bottom line.
I prefer 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, right.
I love it.
You know, I got to say, I agree with everybody here. I think they tapped. If you're going to pay a lot of money, why not give us a week's run at it unless you're afraid that, you know,
exactly.
we're not going to be happy. And I'll tell you something else. One of a client, she gave me a little input here. She said, why didn't you get real-world examples? Well, dear, I tried to. I started throwing out job titles, and every one, he said, no, we can't do that.
Oh, no. The one specific job title you gave was slightly difficult because people don't often – there are many job titles people shout about in social media.
Yeah.
There's some they keep very close to their vest.
You know, it's okay. If you give us the free trial, we'll do our own real live examples. It's
but
okay.
here, I gave you the example, sales operations manager. Then I went to electrical applications engineer. You tossed them both out. I figured you're not going to give me anything. But what I should have done, what I just realized now, is said, tell us some of the big successes. Thank you, one of a kind. We're going to end just a little over. Billy, tell us some successes that people have been happy with. I want you to be able to feature some successes. You won't end on the note with these guys attacking you. Come on. Here's your
like
chance
Bill,
to fight
Bill
back.
Borman has his big success with Hard Rock Cafe, and I think it's a fantastic story. It's something that people can listen to, picture it, and it's a great story. You need one of those, Bill.
Yeah, let's have some wow stories right
let's
now.
Do it. Knock us out.
And why didn't that guy, why didn't your marketing manager or whatever his name is, come on here with you, and you're taking the flack for him. I mean, really, that's not fair. But go ahead.
He's our commercial director. He's got, he's got 15 years of recruitment experience. His personal experience is that a lot of recons just love to free trial shop, and they often
uh-huh.
don't convert.
So?
And
what's
we've had
harm,
enough. We've had enough success with people using the product and continuing.
You know what? We dare. I'll give him some
time.
You don't
need our money.
Send
that's
them
all
on
right.
Show.
You
want
to come
minutes.
Get it? That's cool.
Okay,
to me, it's just math. So I don't know what the right answer is.
Tell us some successes.
You've made
tell
a very strong
some,
case.
Tell us some successes. Come on.
So yeah, again, you know, people want to be able to do. We've got a passive candidate database. We've got over 100 million profiles.
No, I want a specific story. One of a client. I'm telling you what my audience is telling me.
Yeah,
I'm
we gotta have a feel good story, man.
Job. Tell us a story of a job that was filled using the socialcv.com. Okay.
This is the last day and Timmy part of the show, man. Make us cry.
It wasn't filled by another method. It was like you were the hero on the day. You were able to do something that the others couldn't do.
We routinely find, there are 24,000 employees of Google that we've got profiles for in our system. Most of them do not exist, do not have profiles on LinkedIn. There are many companies that are actively recruiting from Google that are using our database to find these individuals. Because they can, again, do the types of queries they want to do, specific skills, job titles, companies, education.
What? Hold on. Two questions. First of all, you're not answering my question. Secondly, what percentage of people, really good people, don't have a profile on LinkedIn? Maureen Sherb, this is her specialty. What percentage of recruitable people are not on LinkedIn?
What percentage of the... in the UK, there are 30 million people in the workforce.
Yeah.
There are about 6 million people
okay,
on LinkedIn.
Okay, but there's only a certain... You know, but recruiters don't work... I don't know, maybe over there, recruiters work for, you know, with all kinds of people...
They work healthcare, they work retail, they work...
Okay, but like we're headhunters here. So let's say for headhunters, usually they only want professional people. What percentage of professional people, not industrial labor, et cetera, are not on LinkedIn?
At what percentage?
Your search is...
Point of reference. Number-wise, this is my show time here.
Yeah, sorry.
There are 22,022 people currently working, or at least current company, at Google on LinkedIn.
Yeah, so we've got 24,000, and many of them do not have LinkedIn profiles. So I would say at least half don't have LinkedIn profiles.
I haven't heard an example yet, a success story. I'm sad.
It's Google, man. Google, dude. You heard of Google? Google.
We've got a large IT.
Those people don't want to move away from Seattle. Why bother?
You know, I got to tell you something. I met Craig Fisher at Fish Dogs. He used to be the partner. You know at Fish Dogs?
Sure, I know Craig.
Yeah, he used to be the partner, this guy who's talking to you now, Jay Lipschitz, and he told me he told me that Lipschitz is a very good recruiter. He's also an engineer. He's asking you a question, and he's not crazy like the rest of us. He's a straight arrow. And if he's asking you a question, I think you should take him seriously.
We've got IT recruiters that are finding and engaging with candidates that they're sourcing through our system that they're not finding elsewhere.
Okay, very cool.
I don't know how many placements there have been, but companies wouldn't be renewing on the product unless they're getting placements. So I know the searches they're doing. I know who they're finding.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a good answer. I just got to tell you, Jerry, do you want to take over here and ask Billy?
No, I find this rather interesting. I'll allow the discussion to keep going on.
Okay, but I think we're at an end. That's why I want to ask you. He doesn't know. He's not the marketing guy, so he's not coming up with any war stories, which is what we really want. So look,
who's your ambassador out there.
We've
is it Marin Hogan?
No. So we've got Jonathan Cooney is our commercial director.
Director, as in sales guy?
Yes.
Jonathan Cooney doesn't like free trials?
Yeah, we did a big project with IBM.
Who doesn't need our money?
Where they were trying to find IT professionals who had an interest in green and sustainability. And what we found is we were able to... You get your job titles and skills and location searches, but then also because they tweeted about your green or sustainability or other issues having to deal with the environment, We were able to provide hundreds of senior IT individuals that had an interest in green tech.
Wow.
They'd want to find a bunch of people that believe in that hoax. They couldn't do that search in other CV databases. So.
True.
That's Gary, cool. If they wanted IT guys from you who were interested in green and climate change, you wouldn't give a hoot whether it was real or not. You'd want to place those people, right? That's all we're talking about. You don't have to go off on a tangent.
Yeah, so we've got some retail recruiters we're working with who they've wasted a lot of time in the past bringing in candidates. They clearly, within 2 minutes of the interview, they weren't right. And with our product, they were able to identify the candidates and had a much better hit ratio for getting people that were the right corporate fit.
Because of the social media aspect?
Because of the social media aspect. So
I think that's one of the more intriguing things you've thrown out there, this corporate fit thing, which we all know is a very gray area. How is it that Animal had the shoe example, and I guess that's one, but, how does this corporate fit thing work? What are examples that you've had on corporate fit that you've been able to address?
Okay, so he gave one. Like, what percentage of professional people are commenting on blogs, using Twitter, and leaving this kind of footprint that Lipschultz would like to see?
No, it's how many IT professionals do we have in our database?
No. How many professional people?
Man, this guy's on the ropes now, Animal.
Jerry. Let me just take control here. Thank you very much, Jerry. It's your show.
Okay, Billy, we gave you a hard time. I got to tell you, you took it. Real thrilling. And this guy, Jonathan Cooney, you should bring him next time, and he has to face the music for his policies because you're the tech guy. He's a sales guy. I enjoyed having you. Thank you.
Jerry, I'm sorry. I have to use the Lord's name in vain. Jesus Christ.
Hold on a second. Is Billy still on the line? He's
gone.
Is Billy gone?
I'm here.
Oh, he is
okay,
here.
Billy, I linked in with you on Twitter there, at Lipschultz did. You can tweet me back or whatever. I'd like to hear more about that free trial. I have a feeling they'll just go into a black hole and we won't ever hear about it. So you have my Twitter ID there to send me some information.
Yeah, happy to do that. And then, obviously, always happy to set up webinars and other where you can throw out live searches. I would just pull the toughest job recs you have, and we'll run some searches.
Yeah, I'd like to do that on my own.
I hate webinars.
Sure.
Recruiters themselves, like when we get something that's in a box that we need to put together, we half the time don't even look at the directions until we're done. I don't need a webinar on how to use a search tool. I think a lot of people would check it out.
Want to get their hands on it. And I would use live searches that I have going right now, and maybe one that I just filled that was hard, and see how it works. I would take a week to do it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, from your perspective, if a recruiter makes one quick placement because he got a free trial from your system, Grady did that by using your system,
he's going
to
want to use it again.
He's going to subscribe and use it again.
Right.
So while they might make one quick placement, you're going to get business out of that.
Great point, Mike. You can get all of your stuff done in the 3 days, so you never need it again.
No way.
We have over 100 million.
It's like crack. You'd want it. You get a taste of it, and it works. You're going to want more and more and more. 3 days, you're going to be wanting more on the fourth day.
You know what? I'm on a 30-day trial of. I'm about a week into a 30-day trial of a tool that I just recently tried, and if the next 3 weeks look like the week that I've just experienced with it, I'm going to pay for it.
You're all in. And frankly, it scared me. The worst thing you said in the whole hour was something along the lines that we don't do free trials because it's something that to me meant we don't need your money. So I don't know exactly what you said, but we don't need your money. You know, because we've got people that are willing to pay us already without the free trial. It's like, so So you don't want more money on top of the money you're already making? That's crazy talk. Don't ever say that again.
See,
but
the truth is,
I think that's probably not a fair summation of my point of view on free trials. So we have this debate all the time. I'm a co-founder of the company, so I could just
get some balls and make
free
it happen.
So.
And maybe I misread what you said, but I think there might have been a few other people that read it the same way I did, and if I was wrong, so are they, but that's the way we're going to walk away from the call without you correcting it, you know what I mean? So
yes.
The conversation is all that matters here, not what you meant to say, it's what I thought you said.
No, of course.
To me, it sounds like the other guy, his name's John.
Yep.
He just wants people to hurry up and sign up.
Yeah,
which, to me, sometimes could be a mistake if it's not the right tool for you. And
well, how many of those people who sign up stop after a year and walk away because it's of no use?
It's a monthly service, Cora.
Yeah, it's monthly service.
It's a monthly. They sign up for a month. How many people don't go, come back?
People have been renewing contracts.
I mean, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I'm willing to try it for a month just to make sure that my 3-day trial wasn't an aberration. I mean, I'm an actively interested client of you, a potential client of yours. So
yeah,
but
I will make
sign
sure
up for
that,
nothing
I'll
with a webinar
sure,
or.
I'll make sure everyone on this call gets a free trial of the product, and it'd be fun to talk to you and find out, you know, what are we doing wrong, what are we doing right, how do we make the product better.
If anything, consider us a crazy focus group. Right.
Mike.astringer@ humancapitalconsultants.com.
Yeah, now he's all about it. Mike, now he's on board.
Right.
Cheap bastard.
I just need more than a 1-day trial because, I'm hammered by about 11:30.
I hear you.
And that's a great point, Jerry. Like, how many times have you been given 24-hour access to something and then you've never even gotten to try it?
Right, because you're like, it's... You know,
no, Jerry,
something else was happening.
Had
to mow the lawn.
Jerry, but if it could work for you while you're hammered, then just think what it could do for you when you're not.
Sure.
I mean,
man,
when you're hammered, Jerry.
I'm just looking for a tool that's just one giant placement button.
He's searching while intoxicated.
Yeah,
and you just keep hitting it all day long, just pounding that.
Jerry just wants an application that does his job for him.
Yes.
So he can read more.
Okay, guys, so we have to get to the scores. Bill, this is where you have to hang up. But I tell you what, I'm going to organize everybody that you've spoken with here that wants the free trial. I'll connect with you and make sure that you have everybody's contact stuff.
You.
So I'll organize that free trial.
I appreciate it. It'd be great to hear you guys.
And, hey, and somebody recruit that guy, a marketing person that can get on the phone and sell this.
You may consider a sales guy.
There's some magic here. You've got something here, but you're the wonderful engineering brains behind this. You need to have somebody that can talk about the special sauce and relate it to the kindergarten level. And
this is
Sarah Klein. I finally called in.
Hey, Sarah.
Way to go, Sarah.
Thanks for joining our little
group. Hey, Billy. But
your
Billy,
animal
instinct. Billy, I'm the one geek in the group that enjoyed everything you had to say.
You're a sweetheart. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. I did. I like the Java example. I totally get it. No,
I appreciate that too. You're just you're serving it on a trash can lid, not a silver platter. So you just got to get somebody that knows how to
I really
talk
hate
the
it when
game
you, when
to
sugar
these,
coat.
These animals, and you'll be fine.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you got to know your audience, Billy. That's the only problem.
All right, Billy, you have to hang up now, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Sorry, dude.
Take care. Good
thanks,
luck.
Billy.
All right, cheers. Yep.
Now,
so Jerry, resume
callers,
strategy.
I need some scores here, man. I've got an appointment coming up at 1:30.
Well, real quick, let me just say resume strategy on Twitter wanted to know if a cavity search at the airport was more fun than today's show.
Oh, my God.
Well, which cavity? That's a whole other line of questioning. We don't care. Mike, give me your scores. I need your score for the guest and then the host.
I'm going to give the score the guest a 50. He probably had some decent things to say, but really didn't know how to get them out there. And as
boring.
Somebody just suggested, he really is boring and needs a marketing person to talk on his behalf. I mean, don't come on a radio show to talk about your product if you can't talk about your product.
That's an impressive background, though.
Seriously, I mean,
that's
he was a legit
fault.
Business dude. Yeah. And then the
that's
host,
the
what do you give
score.
Animal? Give me an animal score.
30, because he. A, chose the guest. B, I'm assuming had a pre-interview. And C, Maybe I'm being unfair because there was no way to keep this guy going, but he wasn't keeping the guy going.
Wow, okay. Sarah Klein, do you know what we're doing here, putting scores together? Have you ever heard the show before?
No, this is the first time.
Where did you come from? How do we know you? What's the story here?
What's my story? Oh,
yeah.
I've been recruiting for way too long. And, no, I guess I've been sort of following what's happening. I'm just getting integrated into Twitter. I want to, find out if I can find some hardcore engineers. I spent
no,
a lot of...
leave now.
Yeah.
It's a pipe dream.
And did you
for
change,
real.
Your, did you change
it.
Your picture, like, in the last hour? Did it change while we were...
Well, thank you for noticing. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
that's
you,
my
good job.
Wait,
good
job.
This other
at?
Guy here, Mike Astringer.
Yeah?
That's my job. Hold on here. Let me look.
Too late. I already know.
If you're moving in your neighborhood, you'll be notified.
Okay,
Mike's personal connections with anybody on the show are not a reflection of the hosts of this show. We're not in any way responsible for his actions.
Sarah,
are you thinking someone with legal representation is actually listening to this?
You'd be surprised.
Okay, Sarah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh,
all of a sudden, it sounds like sports talk radio. Oh, Lord.
Sports talk radio. Okay, so,
Mike,
Sarah, what are your...
with people, you got to change your picture, okay, dude? It's time to upgrade yours. Get out of the suit. You know,
How you doing?
He's going to hit on everybody. He's got to change his picture already. He's wearing a suit with a black shirt. It's old, man.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. That picture was like a year ago.
No,
well, this corporate recruiter's got to go. I really appreciate it, though. I enjoyed listening, even though it was a little dull.
Okay, can you just give us a score for the guest, scale of 1 to 100, and then for the host?
He's at a 25 for the guest. I mean,
wow.
He obviously is making money somewhere. He's got to be able to pay somebody that can talk. I mean, maybe it could be me. I'd be fine with that.
You got to see his track record.
It's Bill. Bill's the one who set up Animal for this deal, said here's a smart guy, and, he said, okay, sounds good, let's go with it.
And,
well,
Sarah, what is your score for the host, Animal?
Oh, well, I think you made lemonade out of lemon, so I'd go with a strong 65.
Okay, all right. Thanks a million.
Cool, you guys
we'll
take
all
care.
We'll connect with you on Twitter and help you waste your time there, because that's all you're doing.
Well, then connect with me on LinkedIn, because that's a better use of time.
Will do.
Okay, cool. Take care, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
She's never calling back ever again. Way to go, Adrian.
No, she's never going to come back.
Dude.
She heard it one time, and then she said, nope, this
one
isn't
time.
Any good. I'm out of here.
Guido all over, and she's gone. Cora May, lay some scores on me.
I'm going to assume we're not scoring the first person who came on and talked, just the guy.
Right.
Billy
just the
Fisher.
Guest, yeah, not Cherney. Cherney is the best ever.
Yeah, she was good. She might have had some good information, but to come right out and say we take money first, we don't care about giving any trial.
No,
and
they do have a one-day trial.
Yeah, well, too dull for me. His whole conversation, I mean, I played on my computer. You know, I played on the computer and didn't work while I was listening. So, God, I hate to say,
you
50
did.
Or 45, but 45.
All
right. I answered emails. And shame on Animal. He told me he interviews people or talks with them before he puts them on the show. And
maybe
if
back
this
in
guy
the day.
Couldn't do it, he should have had the other guy, the sales guy, come with him. To be able to sell it. This guy was obviously not the sales guy. Come on, Animal. I give him a 25.
All right. Lip Schultz, a.k.a.
Yes,
Lip Shits.
Yeah, real nice. Thanks. Appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he had that kind of disrespect.
He's done that before. But anyway, for him, I feel sorry for him a little bit. He was kind of set up. I mean, he's not a great guest. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a great guest. You know, he's a 50 or 40 or something, 45. But I thought it's what he had to say, if you dug between all that stuff or listened real carefully, you got the gist of it, and that he's not a marketing guy. Although he's a co-founder or whatever, so co-founders should be able to sell their product. You know what? Down to 30.
Yep.
And then as far as Animal's concerned, you know, yeah, he didn't do his homework, but the most shocking part is, and it's been a while since I called in, but when I was calling in every week for a year, every week he would say, give me an example.
Right.
And he didn't. He didn't. It took someone to ask for an example on Twitter for him to finally do it after we were in a double overtime. So he's probably at a 20 this time. He really kind of blew
it. All right.
Blasting. And he's actually apologizing on Twitter right now for mispronouncing your name.
No,
yeah, do you hold any resentment in
no,
at all?
Come on. I'm over 40 years old. Do you think I've never heard that before?
All right, okay. So you want to keep his score at 20 even though he said he's sorry?
It has nothing to do with that.
All right. So, yeah. Here are my scores, 50 and 50. It's an average show. I think 50 is about the right score for it, and that's probably where it's going to end up anyway. So I don't want to.
Can I ask you guys something?
Maybe.
This is well, it's not a tough one. Do you think his service is more geared towards IT people than everyone? He seemed to make most of his argument, let's say, or talk about IT people.
It's going to be more geared towards everybody that's already on the Internet, which is IT,
HR,
marketing people. I don't think you're going to find people in the actuarial sciences or, you know, those kind of people. But maybe it would. That's why he should give somebody more than just a one-day shot at checking it out. I'm all over it if it actually works, but I'm not going to figure out whether a tool is right for me in one day. I need a week to check it out. It's not like you're going to get over on them. What the hell? Put a trial password on there that lasts for 5 days. I'll handle that.
I think his product is more geared towards corporate type of organizations. Who are buying more into the social media aspect.
Is that Nate?
Because you can sell them multi-thousand-dollar packages that no one's really going to be paying attention to. I mean, Christ, some of these corporations, I mean, there's someone who paid an electricity bill for our kitchen for 7 months before someone realized that they were even paying the damn thing.
It's easier to get a corporation to spend their money than some recruiter guy or lady. And it's their money. $700 a month for one license is, I think, out of hand.
Well, because they're looking at it like you would do a Monster or a Career Builder or a Dice Search, because those are your average prices for one license for that crap. That's
or the
LinkedIn
recruiter product.
And if you're willing, if you have two of those, you might give up one of those for this. It's possible. But I think
but you got to buy
the idea.
Kool-Aid.
Right. But let's not lose that idea we had at the front. We were joking about it. But, Jerry, I think you're onto something. If you want to kind of pile us all together as one and say we all want a trial, and if a certain bunch of us like it, we want a group price.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Get up in the grill, Bob.
That would be the most valuable thing that's ever come out of this show. Sorry, Animal. is that we would be able to, like, buy something for the
collective bargaining, man.
Collective bargaining.
But
that's Wall Street.
Animal union.
Yeah.
Buyer beware here, folks. Remember, it's garbage.
Jerry,
garbage
I know you
got
a first example.
Okay, Andy, Gregory, give me your scores, man. Just hit me with them real quick. I've got a 130 coming up that's pretty critical.
Well, you heard mine.
Yeah, Andy Gregory. Did he split?
He left.
Nate.
He's asleep.
He's still sleeping.
Who was the guy just talking to a second ago? Nate, was that you about the electricity bill?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
What's your numbers?
I give the host 30, and that's being nice because he's figured out a way to rip people off with money. And Animal, yeah, 50 if he pre-screened the guy.
Nate, are we all following you on Twitter? What's your Twitter name?
Nate Sigma.
Nate Sigma.
I know Jerry does, and I think Animal does because Animal responds to me all the time, but...
All right. Anybody else have a score here?
Jerry, I know you got to go in 2 minutes. Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
I was gone for, you know, a couple, 3 months, whatever, but it seems like a lot of the old regulars are gone. Resume Strategy, Maureen, did something happen that I'm not aware of?
No, man. I think during the recession, people had all kinds of free time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, now people are busy. Oh, I'm busy, but I've signed a contract.
Well, we can get you out of it at any time.
Sucker.
All right, everybody, have a great week. Feel free to tweet me anything you need, but I'll see about getting these free trials. Somebody, everybody, tweet me your email address. You can DM me if you want.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. This is my quest to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this. Not one man scorned and covered with scars, still stole with his last ounce of courage. To reach the unreachable star.
Bill was okay, Animal was okay, but the show itself, I just...
Same old thing.
As a recruiter, there's nothing I'm going to now take to my desk, and I am in a state of constant listening, learning, and applying. That's my thing. I got nothing from this show. I'm not going to do anything new. That's what I'm looking for in my learning phase of my career.